We're going to sing the sheep song one more time, but we're going to actually give a new verse at the end. I think it's new. I don't think we did this one before. Maybe. I don't know. Let's sing. I just want to be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba 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 ba. And I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I just want to be a Christian. I just want to be a Christian. Because we have Christ within. And I also want to be, I just want to be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba 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 ba. And I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba 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 ba. All right, guys. So we've been singing that sheep song for a few weeks, and it all led up to today. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. Pretty nice. Most of that song we've been doing has weird words, and I've never even told you what any of them mean, and I don't have time to even say today, so you can ask your parents. We've been singing about, I don't want to be a Pharisee, or a Sadducee, or a goat, or a hypocrite. I mean, those are some weird words, so we can talk about those weird words another time. But the last verse, which we did today, is, I just want to be a Christian, because I have Christ within. And today, we're talking about how to recognize the voice of our shepherd. Maybe you've been at the store or in a crowd of people, and all of a sudden you hear your own parent or grandparent's voice, and you recognize it, and you're like, whoa. And you know it's them, right? You know it. And so today we're going to talk about how Jesus is a good shepherd, and his sheep recognize his voice so they can follow him. So what do I have here? Shepherd's staff, a stick, a crooked staff like this. So I can imagine this side is for like fighting off wolves and dangers, but what would this side be for? Ezra?
Grab the sheep around the head.
That's exactly right. Oh, that's I know you want to. You love this kind of stuff. But actually, Emmett, could you come and help me with this? I trust you a little bit more than our two-year-old. Okay, you can supervise. So Emmett, you are now a shepherd, okay? And I'm going to get myself into some danger, and what you have to do is you have to catch me, and you have to lead me back. You have to lead me back to these still waters, okay? I don't want that in his hands. Yeah. Okay. Oh, where am I? I'm trying to find water. I'm so thirsty. Oh. I'm so thirsty. Oh. Thank you, shepherd. You are such a good shepherd. Wow. So, that's how it works. Jesus is our good shepherd, and he grabs us when we fall into pits or when we're going the wrong way, and he brings us to the waters of baptism. We only get baptized one time in our lives, but Jesus is constantly bringing us back to the water and saying, remember, you're my daughter, you're my son, you're my child. I love you, and I forgive you, and I'm going to keep talking to you, so recognize my voice, and we'll go the correct path. Okay, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, you are a good shepherd. Thank you for rescuing us and bringing us back to baptism. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, get back to your parents right now. Go, go, go. I don't know if it's safe to leave this here for the rest of the service, but you can move it if you need to. Please stand for the hearing of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So some of you who are less maybe suspicious or maybe a little more naive like us have devices in your house that can listen to you at all times and take your orders if you ask them questions like, "Hey Alexa, play I Just Want to Be a Sheep," or, "Hey Siri, am I supposed to be somewhere right now?" And these devices are programmed with voice recognition software. So you tell them something and they try to understand what you're saying. And sometimes it goes well. In fact, a one-year-old can operate an Alexa. Our one-year-old, a few months ago, he grabbed this portable Alexa, which you have to press the button first, and he pressed the button, and he says, "Gaga." And no kidding, Alexa says, "Playing songs by Lady Gaga." So now, when he wants us to play the sheep song, he just presses the button and says, "Baba," but she has no idea what he's talking about. So we have to help him out with that. And Andrew and I have different relationships with Alexa. She gets frustrated that she doesn't know everything we're asking her, and I say, "Alexa, I'm sorry that my wife talked to you in that tone of voice." And Alexa's very understanding. But here's the thing, she does a pretty, you know, Alexa and Siri, that is, do a very good job of trying to understand what we're saying. And if they don't know the answer, they'll just say that. But if God's people, beginning with Israel, to the time of Jesus, to our time today, if God's people are to have voice recognition software inside of us, it's very glitchy. It's very buggy. The ability of God's people to recognize God's voice is suspect. God says, "Oh, Israel." In Israel, we say, "Yes, Lord. Turn from other gods." "I'm sorry, I did not catch that." "O Israel," "Yes, Lord, I have shown you, O mortal, what is good, to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." "I'm sorry, could you repeat that?" Shepherds is a really common image for a leader. In fact, it's not even it doesn't even pertain just to the Bible. Hammurabi, that old Babylonian king, there's some code of Hammurabi, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. He was called the shepherd of the Babylonian people. There's sarcophagi of pharaohs in Egypt buried with shepherds' crooked staves. The Greek hero Agamemnon from the Iliad and the Odyssey, he was called the shepherd of his people. And Yahweh the Lord was called the shepherd of Israel. For example, Psalm 95, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to God's voice. A great place to go sometime is the chapter of Ezekiel 34. The whole chapter is really powerful, but basically God promises that he will gather his scattered sheep and bring them back to their own land under the rule of a son of David. That being, of course, a prophecy of Christ to come. But I have a question. If God is a shepherd, what does that make us? And we hear and love Psalm 23. It wins the popularity contest for favorite Bible verses. If God's a shepherd, then we are sheep who obsess over what we lack. And yet, I shall not want. We're sheep who have to be forced to stop. Yet, he makes me lie down. We are sheep whose wool hides just how empty we really are. Yet he restores my soul. We are sheep who have gone astray, yet he leads me in right paths. We are sheep who are slaves to fear, yet I will fear no evil, for you are with me. We are sheep who don't know what's good for them, yet your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We are sheep who would avoid unpleasant company, yet you prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. We are sheep who never have enough to be generous, yet my cup overflows. We are sheep who won't find goodness or mercy in this direction, yet goodness and mercy shall follow me. We are sheep accounted for the slaughterhouse, yet I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But before Jesus shepherds the sheep, Jesus sheeps. Jesus comes first as the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, his cousin John declares. Jesus is the one man Israel come to do for God's people what God's people would not, could not do for themselves. Behold, the Lamb of God, shepherded by the Father. So Jesus claims Psalm 23 as his own. The Father, by the Spirit, led Jesus through the valley of the shadow of death. The Father, through the Spirit, set a table before Jesus in the presence of his betrayer and his deniers and his deserters, and led him to a cross on the day of preparation, where in the temple the lambs for the Passover were being slaughtered. Outside of the city, on the hill of Golgotha, the Lamb of God was crucified for our sins. And from Jesus' pierced side flowed blood and water, and our cups overflowed. The end of the book of Hebrews describes God as the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. And now this Lamb of God is the great good shepherd, and the rod and the staff are in his trustworthy hands. He speaks to us. He leads us. His voice calls to us and says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I'm with you always to the end of the age. Go, he says, in other words, place my brand on my flock. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Baptism installs, it updates our voice recognition software. It installs a voice recognition sheepware so that the shepherd can say, oh, my flock, oh, my people, and we can say, yes, Lord, and listen. Baptism gives the Holy Spirit. Peter, in his first time as the shepherd and overseer of the church after Jesus' ascension, Peter stands up, and in his first sermon, it went far better than this fisherman thought it ever would. And the crowd is saying, what can we do? And Peter says, repent and be baptized, and you will receive the forgiveness of sins and the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord calls to him. So we'll briefly look at the what's, the who's, and the how's of baptism. And if you have more questions about any of the following, grab your coffee and join us upstairs for adult Sunday school, and we can get into some of the details of baptism. Baptism, what is it? It unites us with the death and resurrection of Christ forever. It forgives sin, it rescues from death and the devil, gives salvation, bestows the Holy Spirit, delivers a promise for you, your children, the nations, those whom the shepherd calls to him. How does this work? God baptizes. We don't baptize anybody. God gives the gifts of baptism through instruments. Typically, it's a pastor in a worship service, but that's not a law. In an emergency situation, certainly anyone can baptize anyone in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Spirit. And a baptism can take place outside of the church. But for the sake of good order and good teaching and supporting the gifts, typically it's in the church service as the person is brought into the body of Christ, the church, and as the pastor, as the instrument of God, baptizes. So that means also that we can baptize with any amount of water and any source of water. God's word makes the water holy. You just need water and the word. You can sprinkle, or we can go to the Mackenzie River. We baptize at any age. Those who are of age, we instruct them in the faith. Because as Jesus told those disciples, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching them. If they're of age, we instruct. If they're infants, they're brought by their sponsors and parents to the waters. And those sponsors promise that the instruction will come as the child grows in the faith that's been given. We baptize once and for all. It's an inseparable union with Christ. When we are faithless, he is faithful, for God cannot deny himself. We baptize once. And therefore, we don't have to repeat our baptism when we need a boost or a new commitment from our end. We live in our baptism. As Luther says, daily dying and rising in Christ. And finally, we don't live as baptized sheep who grow and mature and learn how to need the flock less and learn how to kind of not need the shepherd's voice quite as often because we've sort of figured it out now. But instead, daily and abundantly, God the Father shears us of our sins through the gifts of Christ and clothes us in the baptismal robes of Christ's righteousness. And by the Spirit's power within us, we recognize and heed the voice of our shepherd. For some of you in this room, this is the year to get baptized. And we celebrate that, and we invite you to have that conversation. Again, from the end of Hebrews chapter 13. And now may the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, so that you may do his will, working among us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. That scripture we read at the graveside as we lay to rest the remains of our loved ones. Those words I prayed over Martin and Hannah Taker's remains a week or two ago. These words promise that baptism, which can start the day of your birth, baptism is completed as we are laid to rest, as we finally and fully step into the death of Christ and the promise of the resurrection into Christ's kingdom comes fully to our sight. Baptism is completed over a lifetime. We give thanks for our great shepherd in doing these things for us. Let's pray. Gracious God, we are so full of glitches and bugs. We hear your voice, and sometimes we pretend we don't understand what you're asking of us. Other times we hear your voice gladly, and we give you thanks for those times in which the path before us is clearer. Help us as your flock to trust in you, to trust that you have sheep not of this fold that you would bring into this place, and that through the gifts of baptism you might fling wide the gates to this sheep pen, that all people might find pasture through your Son, Jesus Christ.